Cape Breton woman says a movie at this year's Atlantic International Film Festival is making an impact on people who are homeless. Taylor Olson's film, What We Dreamed Of Then, is the story of a father and a coach who becomes homeless. Tanya Ellsworth was invited to a discussion about the movie with the filmmaker and some human rights advocates. She talks about one part in the film that reminds her of the joy in finding recyclable bottles on the side of the road.
Instantly, like, that grabbed my heart because I remember personally me going up the highway and doing it. It was never like a sad thing picking them up. It was always like happy dancing around, knowing that like that money there for the bottles that was going to feed me or get me water for me and my cats for the next couple days. Like, so I really related to that. I think there needs to be a lot more films like this.
She says another part of the film hits close to home. It's a scene where homeless people are being harassed by others.
In the scene, he's in his van and there's kids that are throwing stuff at his van and stuff. I could relate personally to that because I remember after I finally left my tent and went into the shelter, we were all congregated in one area outside, like, because that's where we were staying. So people would know that we were there. They would drive by throwing like eggs or bottles at us, like tormenting us, knowing that like, oh, they're homeless, like they're less than people. So they would torment us that way.
She told the group she was living in a tent during the record-breaking snowstorm of February 2024, bringing over 150 centimeters of snow. Ellsworth was living in a tent on the outskirts of the community. Usually she would go to town every day to get her supplies, but she was trapped for days in the tent as the snow during that storm mounted up to nearly 5 feet with barely anything for her and her cat inside.
But where my tent was set up, I didn't want to be around other people so that they could walk into my tent. Like, I was more private, so I had mine hidden far into the woods, like off of an access road into the woods off of that. So I was pretty far in there. So when they were saying snowstorm, I'm after going through snowstorm. So I still only prepared for that night, like, to go without everything. It was pretty scary to know that I'm all the way in the woods in that much snow and only had like a bottle and a half of water, which I didn't want to drink because I had my cat there with me. And I'm like, you know what I mean? It's, what do you do?
Ellsworth says the film is an important reminder for people that homelessness is just around the corner for some people if they drop the ball.
But I think more people need to see that, how it's only one split decision. Anybody can be like two steps away from becoming homeless. All it takes is one wrong decision and then everything plays out in the wrong way for you, kind of thing.
The film also touches on the importance of small acts of kindness towards the homeless. It can be seen on the Atlantic International Film Festival's website until September 21st. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.